I'm a winner, you know. I'm a strong winner.
What comes to mind when you think of women's empowerment?
So amazing how this world was made. I wonder if God is a woman.
The first observance of a Women's Day was held on February 28, 1909, in New York by the Socialist Party of America. Reports claim that the day was to commemorate a protest by women garment workers in New York on March 8, 1857. In August 1910, an international women's conference was organized to precede the general meeting of the Socialist Second International in Copenhagen, Denmark. It was at this conference that March 8 was suggested as a day to celebrate women and fight for their rights. The fight for equal rights and recognition of the woman became a prominent feature in the 18th, 19th and early parts of the 20th century, when women mostly faced discrimination and deprivation in many parts of the world. Some were not given access to education like their male counterparts. Some were also given in early marriage and sometimes enslaved in their own marital homes. Up until the 1920s, women were not even allowed to vote in political elections. However, after women gained suffrage or the right to vote in Soviet Russia in 1917, March 8 became a national holiday there. The day was then predominantly celebrated by the socialist movement in communist countries until it was adopted in 1975 by the United Nations and celebrated till today. Though this day gives women's rights a boost, there are pockets of abuse of women and gender discrimination, especially in several parts of Africa. A women's activist, Hajia Rakma Mahmoud Jawando, believes the drawback here is mainly due to archaic cultural beliefs.
From where I come from, I would say we are being intimidated by culture, because it's like women are not supposed to voice out. Women are not supposed to be in the forefront. Women are always supposed to be behind. Gone are the days. Men were given the priority. You know, it's like, you know, you don't have to be in the kitchen. You have to be playing football, what have you. But women, even from school, I would remember vividly, I wasn't allowed to learn. I have to help my mom in the kitchen, do the cooking and everything. And then after 8 o'clock, that is when I go back to my to learn. By then I'm exhausted. So what can I learn?
If culture is a setback, then can we talk of a future where there will be equality for both gender, more like a win-win situation, especially for women? A journalist, Hadija Abubakar Matuamu, paints an optimistic picture of a victorious future for women.
Let's talk about our parliament, for instance. There were only a few women to begin with, and then now you can count a lot of them in parliament. And even in politics, taken from constituency to regionals and to national level. And they are playing so much role and then making so much changes in their communities. And people are really testifying. That is just to prove that, yes, women are really working. I would say 5 years from now, women, we might not get there though, but I believe a lot of women already empowered will help empower others to get there. Let's talk about other institutions. Then mostly we see the CEOs being mostly men, but I believe 5 years from now, we'll see a lot of changes. So many women will take up leadership positions.
Though this future looks assuring for women, the realities of abuse and discrimination against women still exist. Is there an immediate solution for progress? Activist Hajia Rahma Mahmoud Jawando.
It is still a barrier, but with education, we would get there. Women need to be educated. Gone are the days when we'd see women with education, they would end up in kitchen. Now we're coming out. We're coming out from our court. Thank God that some men with some education now are pushing their women to go forward. So gradually we would get there, but as it is now, we aren't there yet.
International Women's Day also celebrates women's achievement. That was a report on International Women's Day.